Lots of love. When other people saw LOL, they might assume she was mocking them or making fun of them, even that she was actually telling them that she loved them.
Yeah, 虽然他的意思是表达说我爱你，但是别的人心仪世代的人看了就觉得你是不是在笑我呀？
And you know, she was frustrated by this because things had changed without her realizing it. And it felt like it had changed a little too much without her permission.
那他就觉得有点沮丧啊，怎么这个世代交替这么快，事情就不经过他的同意就来个大翻转呢？
And I'm sure that you can all relate to that feeling as well.
我想您大概也会有这样类似的感触吧。
Because, you know, it begins to highlight the real, very real changes that take place just between two generations, a parent and a child.
所以我们看到，在两个世代的交替之中，就看到一个有很多的大的改变。
And in the church today, though, there's as many as five generations now. On any given Sunday in worship.
Yeah, 我们教会的崇拜的时候，时常有的时候甚至有五个世代同堂的一起崇拜的这种现象。
And each of these generations grew up in a different setting, had a different education, has different forms of entertainment, and different values.
每一个世代都有不同的教育背景、不同的观点、不同的价值观。
And to add to the generations, there's differences between the gender and personality and culture and many more things.
除了这个世代的不同以外，我们还再加上所谓的男女的分别、个人的性的不同、文化等等各样的不同。
But despite these differences, the Bible teaches us that we're God's family and we're supposed to be united as one.
但是尽管有这么的不同，圣经告诉我们必须成为神的一家。
You know, the Bible tells us that God created the whole universe so that he could create people, so he could have a family.
所以圣经告诉我们，神创造整个宇宙是为了要有神，然后他们，他，神可以与我们处得像一个大家庭一样。
And the early church gives us a picture of what this family should look like in Acts 2.
在使徒行传第二章也看到，我们在这个最初的教会，所谓神的大家庭是一个什么样的状况？
Verses 44 to 47 says, And all who believed were together and had all things in common, and they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received food with glad and generous hearts. Praising God and having favor with all people, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved.
第二章40到47节，所有信了他的人都在一起，凡物共用，他们变卖财产和产业，按照个人需要分给大家，他们同心合意，不但天天横切的在圣殿聚集，还在各家各户掰饼。
And this is a beautiful picture of unity in the early church. And when everyone was unified, God continued to add to that family too.
这是一个当初教会一个非常美丽的一个图片。当大家都心意合一的时候，神就使他信他的人。
But having a community like the early church is often harder than we think because we let our differences get in the way.
但是要实现像当初教会这一个状况是非常困难的，因为我们常常把很多我们的不同的，我们许多不同处变成我们的阻碍。
You know, common points of differences when you gather five generations together for worship include some of this. I'm going to give you a list here.
我可以列出下面一个，当你在五个世代同堂的时候，有以下这些的困难。
So there's differences in communication. How is technology going to be used in communication?
就好比说，如何的交通呢？我们要有一个什么样的现代的技术来交通呢？
There's differences in how decisions are made. Some generations want a collaborative environment, and some prefer a top-down structure.
那怎么样能够下一个决定呢？有的人是希望能够大家一起来来决定，有的人认为就是说从上到下式的一种模式。
There's differences in dress code. Are you going to dress formally or informally, and why?
那至于服装呢？你是要正式一点呢，还是稍微不正式，稍微轻松一点呢？为什么呢？
There's differences in how much feedback people want, because the younger generations desire a lot more feedback than the older generations.
那么至于这个意见的回馈，年轻的世代希望越多越好。年老的世代就不见得一定是这样。
There's differences in how much fun and play there is, because it matters more to the younger generations.
多少的有趣的活动我们需要呢？年轻一代需要稍微比较活泼一点的，年老一代的就不见得如此。
And there's differences in learning. Do people want a lecture? Do they want reading? Do they want video?
学习呢？一种什么样的形态 来学习呢？有人认为就是演讲式的，教导式的，有人说阅读就好，有人认为就是到网站上，有人认为是视频。
And to this you have to add the differences between men and women.
然后在这个上面你还再加上男女的不同。
Here's some common differences.
下面一堆是我讲到男女的基本的不同的。
A man, his sense of accomplishment is defined through achieving results and success, but a woman's sense of self is defined by their feelings and the quality of their relationships.
男人对他们自我的认知一般是决定于他们能力的大小以及他们有没有成就感。女人的自我认知往往是更趋向于感受、感觉，还有这个彼此人际之间的关系。
Men like doing things by themselves because it shows their competence. But for women, asking for help isn't a sign of weakness, but a sign of strength.
男人就往往喜欢说我一个人完成，表示我的能力，表示我能够完成这件事情。对女人来说，请人家来帮忙并不是表示你是弱者，而是表示说这种是一种力量，表示你愿意去与人与帮助，这是一种支持。
Men are often more logical and analytical and rational, while women are more intuitive and creative.
所以男人一般都是比较所谓的逻辑，比较分析式的，比较理性的，但是女性就比较有一种直觉感，比较是全面性的，比较有创意性的。
Women are usually in touch with a much wider range of emotions than men, and the intensity of those feelings is usually much greater.
所以女性们她们往往是有一个更宽广的这个感受的度是更宽广，然后呢她们的深度也是要比男人要更深。
And I could go on.
我可以一直讲。
And if you add to this family traditions and culture and ethnicity, you have to wonder is it even possible to unify everyone together these days?
以上的这些个点，你如果再加上所谓的家庭的传统文化以及种族的不同等等的，我想你就开始怀疑了，说这个到底是可不可能的一件事情。
You have to ask the question, is it worth it?
有时候你要问这个问题，说这值得去做吗？
And honestly, many churches would avoid the question and say no, and then just move on to ministries.That are for specific ages or specific groups.
老实说，有许多教会就干脆就跳过这个问题，甚至就直接给你一个说不可能的，我们就直接专注于一种年龄层就好了。
But Jesus prays to the Father that He wants us to be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me.
但是耶稣的祷告是要我们都能合而为一，使我们都合而为一，像父你在我里面，我在你里面一样，使他们也在我们里面，让世人相信你差了我来。
So somehow, us being unified tells the world that Jesus is the King.
所以如果我们能够合而为一，就代表让世人都知道耶稣是万王之王。
And Paul writes in 1 Timothy, do not rebuke an older man, but encourage him as you were a father, younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters, in all purity.
保罗在提摩太前书五章一到二节是这样说的，不要严厉责备老年人，却要劝他好像劝父亲，劝青年人好像劝弟兄，劝年老的妇人好像劝母亲，存着纯洁的心，劝青年女子好像劝姐妹。
So Paul is saying, even if you're not related by blood, if you love Jesus, you're a family.
所以保罗就说，你即使不是有血缘的关系，但是你如果爱主耶稣的话，你就要把他们对待他们像你的家庭的属员一样。
And he says in Galatians, there is neither Jew nor Greek, neither slave nor free, neither male nor female, for all you are all one in Christ Jesus.
在加拉太书里，他也提到说，并不分犹太人或希腊人。做奴仆的或自由人，男的或女的，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一体了。
So our identity in Jesus comes before even whether we're a Jew or a Greek, a man or a woman.
所以我们在耶稣基督里面的身份是超越过我们是犹太人、希腊人、男人或是女人等等。
And Jesus himself says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.This is the great and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself.
耶稣自己也命令我们说，你们要全心、全性、全意爱主你的神，这是最重要的第一诫命。第二条也和它相似，就是要爱人如己。
This is the most common command from Jesus, to love him and to love others.
所以这是耶稣最大最常用的使命，就是要爱他，同时也要爱人如己。
And he sees them as linked together. If you want to love God, you have to love other people.
这两样是一体两面的。他认为你如果爱神的话，你就一定会爱别人。
But with so many ages and stages and generations and races in the church, how can we have unity?
但是我们在教会里常常有这么多不同的年龄层、不同的人生经历、不同的世代、不同的种族，我们怎么样能够做到这种合而为一呢
？How can we become the family of God？
如何能够成为一个神的大家庭呢
？There are so many things we could do to foster unity and become the family of God, but I'm just going to focus on three today.
有很多事情我们可以做，让我们能够合而为一，成为神的家庭。但是我今天只要跟大家主要讲三样事情。
And when we do these three things, we're going to recover the fellowship that we see in the early church and live up to the call that God has for us as his children.
如果我们能够做到这三样的话，我想我们就可以恢复到叫从前第一世纪的那个教会一样，彼此能够有很好的交通。而且能够对得起神对我们的呼召，身为神儿女，神对我们的呼召。
So the first thing we can do is we accept everyone because we need everyone to be the body of Christ.
第一样事就能够接受每个人，因为我们需要每个人都能够做基督的肢体。
To truly model the family of God,As much as possible, we have to include every generation and life stage, ethnicity, male and female, and more in our churches.
如果能够像第一世代教会那样一个标准的模式的话，我们真的是要必须包括所有的是不同的世代，所有的人生不同的阶段的人，不同的种族，不管你是男或是女等等，我们都必须要在我们教会里都必须有这样的代表。
Before we even existed, God lived in relationship with himself, Father, Son, and Spirit.
对，在我们被造之前，神是三位一体，他是圣父、圣子、圣灵，三个在一起的。
And when he created us, humans, it was to fold us into that same relationship he already had.
当他创造我们人的话，他也要像他那当初创世之前的那样一个状况，就是三位一体，有一起，这是一个一体的。
As one author puts it, in the beginning was relationship.
曾经有位作者是这样说的，起初就是所谓的人际关系。
And not only were we made to be in relationship with God, but being in relationship with other people is at the core of our being.
所以不但是与神要有关系，与别人要有关系，也是一种深深的住在我们灵性中的一种东西。
And as the Lord said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make a helper or a helpmate fit for him.
所以耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造个和他相配的帮手。创世纪。
And it's not fitting for humans to be isolated from one another, and it's not possible to bear the image of God without other humans.
所以人不应该独居的，如果你一个人独居的话，你是不可能显示出人，神所创造的人的形象。
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, we read, So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God did he create it. Male and female he created them.
所以在创世纪第一章的时候讲到，于是神照着自己的形象造，创造人，就是照着神的形象创造了他，他所创造的有男有女。
This verse is showing us that it was necessary to have both male and female to bear the image of God.
这就告诉我们说, 想要能够显出神的形象，我们必须要有男有女。
But even male and female are not enough, because to truly bear God's image, we need every race and tongue and tribe and age.
对，光是有男有女还不够，要真正能够彰显出神创造我们的形象，我们必须要有各种不同的种族、不同的语言、不同的支派、不同的年龄。
And in Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he picks up on this because he speaks about how a community formed under allegiance to Jesus should behave.
所以保罗在以弗所书里面有继续谈到，就是说在一个属于神的一个团体里面，是如何应该有所言行的，言行应该是怎么回事。
And he doesn't speak of uniformity, everyone acting and looking the same.
他并没有讲到说你必须要统一，每个人都讲话或者行为都一样。
But he speaks of unity, of bringing together Jews and Gentiles, men and women, slave and free, and young and old to represent God's family.
那他讲的是所谓的合一，就是把犹太人、希腊人、男女、仆人、主人。 年轻的、年幼的，都放在同一个家庭里面，这样才能够彰显出神的形象出来。And
in Ephesians chapter 3, he writes, The nations, which is us, are co-heirs and co-body members and co-participants in the promise in the Messiah Jesus through the good news. And what's that promise? The promise is that now, through the church, the multi-diverse wisdom of God would be made known.
就在以弗所书三章六节跟九到十，他是这样说：“他说，并且使众人明白那奥秘的旧事计划是什么。这奥秘是历代以来隐藏在创造万有的神里面的，为了要使天上执政的和掌权的，现在借着教会都可以知道神各样的智慧。”In
other words, since God's wisdom and His image is so great in scope. It's multi-diverse. It takes more than one person or one gender or age or one nation to bear that image.
也就是说神的智慧是如此的奥，是奥妙，如此的长阔高深，所以需要所有的人，需要不同的男女，需要不同的年龄，需要不同的国度来，才能够彰显出神的形象。
And it takes a multi-diverse group of image bearers to even approach representing the image of God to the world.
所以要像这样一这种的多元化，才能够开始稍微能够代表一下神，神的形象是怎么回事。
And we now live this out in Christian community because we are the image of God together.
所以在我们这个基督徒的一个社区里面。 这就是我们要知道，就是我们就是神的代表，神的形象。
See, believe it or not, you actually have more in common with someone very different than you who believes in Jesus than someone who is just like you who does not believe in Jesus.
所以您不知道您相不相信这一点，就是说您与基督徒的共同点要比那些与你同文同种，但是不是基督徒的人要更多。
See, as a white American male, I actually have more in common with a black African female who follows Jesus than I do with another white American male who does not follow Jesus.
是身为一个白种的美国男性，我事实上与一个非裔的妇女，但是她是一个基督徒，所有的共同点要远超过与另外一个白种的男人更多。
And I'm sure some of you have experienced this. If you've ever gone on missions to a country or place with people different than you, when you meet a believer there, it really feels like you're just meeting a brother or a sister.
所以我想大卫，各位，如果您有去过不同地方或者去传道过，你到了一个与你同的这个种族文化完全不一样的地方，但是如果他是基督徒的话，你就觉得，哎呀，我们有太多的共同点了。
So how does this idea affect how we come together as the church?
所以这一点是如何能够影响到我们成为一个教会的一份子呢？
In an age where the nuclear family is fragmented because of divorce and delayed marriages and self-centeredness, high mobility, working families, and more, this is a really important thing to grasp.
今天许多家庭是一种传统家庭已经破碎的，是因为有许多的离婚，或者是延迟结婚，或者是自我主义者，或者是到处的迁移，以至于传统的家庭已经是非常破碎了。所以这个我们必须要非常注意这一点。
The church must be the family to each other.
教会必须成为大家的一个家庭。
And as the family of God, the church has to supersede all of these missing relationships and become an extended family for everyone in the church.
所以教会必须成为一个跳跃过这些破碎的、失落的一些人际关系，而成为一个大家的一个延伸的大家庭。
So when someone different than you comes into the church, welcome them the same way that you would want to be welcomed.
所以当有一些与你不同的人，来到教会，你必须要欢迎他们，就好像你希望别人，你自己被别人欢迎的一样。
They may not look like you or think like you or dress like you, but you need to fully accept them.
他们也许长得不像你，然后想法也跟你不同，穿的衣服也跟你不同，但是你必须要接受他。
Their salvation depends on it, and even the spread of the good news of Jesus depends on it.
因为他们的救赎是决定在此。甚至耶稣的这个大好的福音的消息也决定在此。
Jesus says to his followers, A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you are also to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
所以耶稣说，我给你们一条新的命令，就是要你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要彼此相爱。如果你们彼此相爱，众人就会认出你是我的门徒了。
This verse points out that the world will discover the love of Jesus through how all of us love each other.
这个指出就是说，人会透过我们彼此的爱，能看到神的爱。
And in fact, you can't fully love God or fully follow God without other believers in your life.
事实上，如果没有别人的话，你不能够去完完全全的表示出对神的爱，也不能够表示出对别人的爱。
We grow in Christ by being in relationships with others.
只有透过与别人的关系中，我们才能够在耶稣里面成长。
We represent the image of God by being in relationships with others.
透过与别人的关系中，我们能够 彰显出神的这个形象。
We bear the burdens of sin and restoration by being in relationship with others.
因为与别人的关系中，我们能够彰显，表示出我们是有背着罪的重担，也彰显出我们也是能够从罪里面恢复起来的。
And we act as a witness to the truth about Jesus by being in relationship with others.
透过与别人的关系，我们那个变成一个耶稣真理的一个见证人。
Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a German pastor and a theologian who opposed Hitler and was imprisoned for it. And he had this to say about the church.
潘霍华他是一个德国的一个牧师，一个神学家，同时也是一个反对纳粹党，甚至因此而殉道的一个人。他是有以下的这样一个谈话。He
said, "We belong to one another only through and in Jesus Christ." What does this mean? It means first that a Christian needs others for the sake of Jesus Christ. It means second that a Christian comes to others only through Jesus Christ. It means third that from eternity we have been chosen in Jesus Christ, accepted in time, and united for all eternity.
所以就是说，只有透过以及在存在耶稣基督里面，我们才能够归属，我们才于才能够属于彼此。这是什么意思呢？第一个，他讲的就是说，基督徒需要彼此，互相需要。第也表示说，第二个表示说，基督徒必须要透过耶稣基督才能够找到彼此。第三个表示就是说，只有透过被耶稣的拣选，我们才有永生。 这个永生是在今世，同时也是在未来能够彼此联合的。See,
every person is a vital organ in the church body.
所以每一个人在教会里都是非常重要的肢体。And
if any organ is detached from the body, what happens? It dies, right?
如果这个肢体被从身体里面 分开了以后，那是不是就会死呢？
Because of this, there's no question as to if the church should be a mix of every generation and age and life stage.
正因为如此，所以对于就是说，这个教会需要多元化的各种各式的多元化，这是无可存疑的。So
despite all of our differences, we have to push towards being a faith community that represents God, a faith community where everyone is welcome.
所以尽管有如此的不同，如此的困难，我们必须要大力的促成，让我们教会这个一个信仰的团体成为一个能够代表神属性的一个团体。So
to be like the early church in Acts, to live out our mission as the family of God, we have to accept everyone because we need everyone to be the body of Christ.
所以要像起初的那个最初那个教会一样，能够活出神给我们的使命感的时候，我们必须要 接受所有的人。We
also must accommodate the weak because God accommodates us.
另外一个就是我们必须要容纳弱者，因为上帝容纳了我们。One
of the best ways to blend everyone together is to imitate our Father God by accommodating those who are less spiritually mature than us.
所以要学习主耶稣天父的话，最好的一个方法 就是能够照顾、容纳、照顾一些属灵上比较不成熟的，没有像我们这样成熟的人。See,
God stoops down to our level, and so we must stoop down as well.
神他能够放下身段，降到我们这样一个程度，同样的，我们也能够放下身段。And
the incarnation of Jesus is the prime example for us to imitate.
耶稣的道成肉身就是一个最好的榜样，值得我们学习的。Who
being, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men.
腓立比书说他本来有神的形象，却不坚持自己与神平等的地位，反而倒空自己。 取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
So who do we accommodate?
所以我们是容忍照顾哪些人群呢？
We accommodate those with less spiritual knowledge.
我们照顾那些在属灵程度上比我们低的人。
This could be children, it could be new believers, it could be people that have been in the church their whole lives but just haven't grown much.
这可能是儿童，可能是新信主的基督徒，也可能是在教会很久，但是属灵生命还是非常幼稚的一些信徒。
God wants all of us to grow in knowledge, right, about his character and his kingdom and our part in it.
Yeah, 神希望我们每一个人都在对他的认知上，对他属性的认知上，对他的王国的认知上，都能够有所长进，而成为其中的一份子。
But sometimes too much knowledge can be a problem.
但是有的时候知识过于庞大，反而是成为一个问题。
Even if it's spiritual knowledge, if it's without empathy or without love, it can actually damage people.
如果光是知识脑袋膨胀，但是没有同理心，没有同情心，没有爱的话，这个反而会对人制造一些损伤。
In cognitive science, there's a term called the curse of knowledge.
在这个成长的这个科学中，它有谈到一个所谓的知识的咒诅。
This is the idea that when you become an expert at something,You often forget how much you know and how little other people know about that subject.
当你变成一个所谓的专家的时候，你往往忘记了你自己知识点是多高，你忘了别人在这个同样的这个知识领域中是认知是跟你是不一样的。
It becomes easy to assume that everyone knows as much as you, and you don't explain things in.The way that a person new to the idea needs to hear them.
Yeah, 我们常常忘掉说，别人知道并不是像我们这么的多，然后我们也懒于解释，用简单让人家易于明白的方式去解释给人家听。
Here's a funny cartoon that I saw recently.
这有一个卡通，一个我觉得很好笑的，我最近看到一个卡通。
And it says, we need some new jargon. The public are starting to understand what we're talking about.
Yeah, 我现在说我们需要发明一些更多的专属的名词，因为大家已经开始明白我们在讲什么了。
This is poking fun at the idea that specialized knowledge often is like a barrier to most people knowing what's happening or going on.
就比如说很多时候我们就是所谓的专属的领域常常变成一个阻拦别人能够了解的一个阻拦。
So how does this apply to our life in the church?
所以对生活在教会的人这样是如何的一种应用呢？
Well, once you know something, you can't unknow it, right?
Yeah, 你知道了某些事，你不能说装作我不知道。
And without empathy for someone just starting their faith journey, it's easy to become judgmental about how they think or behave.
所以当你在属灵的中已经有个成熟度的时候，你往往会对一些新的信徒或者属灵灵命比较不成熟人有所判断。有所论断，然后认为他们也应该跟你一样，知道了跟你的一样。
It's easy for us to forget what being a new Christian was like, and to expect new Christians to act and to think like someone who's walked with Jesus for a long time.
我们常常很容易就忘掉说，一个新基督徒，一个旅旅途是一个怎么回事，然后希望那些人就跟我们一样。这些承受的基督徒或者做基督很久的人一样，我们必须觉得对方也跟我们一个程度。
We have to have empathy for their journey, and you can see in this slide, a lot of times what happens is the more knowledge that you get, the less empathy you have, and we need to break that.
Yeah, 这个图代表说，有时候我们这个知识越多，我们反而这同理心、同情心就越来越少。我们必须要纠正这一点。
So, knowledge applied without empathy can slow someone's growth.
所以当你有知识但是没有同理心的话，你会对别人的成长没有帮助。
Likewise, knowledge without love can completely derail a person's faith journey.
相对的，相同的，如果是光有知识但是没有爱的话，你常常让人在一个属灵生命成长中容易翻车。
When you know a lot, you have a lot of freedom in how you apply that knowledge in your life, but how you use your freedom can damage others sometimes.
当你知道了许多的事情，你可以有这种自由转换的能力，去知道怎么样运用，在生命中，但是你的自由往往会，也许会损害一些人。
And we spoke a little bit about this last time I was with you, that we have to limit our freedoms out of love so that we do not create barriers that keep other people from following Jesus.
上次的讲到我也跟各位稍微的提到了一些，就是我们必须要限制下我们的自由，因为对别人的爱，因为爱限制下我们自由，然后以至于不至于让别人想要追随耶稣基督的人制造一种障碍。
So you have freedom in Christ because of God's grace, but some people don't experience this grace yet, and you have to make allowances for those people.
因为你在神的恩典中经历了神的恩典，你知道怎么样能够运用你的自由，但是有些人还没有经历过神的恩典，他不知道怎么样运用转换这种自由。
Paul says in 1 Corinthians 8:1, we know that all of us possess knowledge, but this knowledge puffs up, but love builds up.
保罗在哥林多前书讲到说，关于祭过偶像的食物，我们晓得我们都有知识，但知识会使人自高自大，唯有爱心能造就人。
So knowledge without love puffs you up almost like a balloon that just can pop so easily.
Yeah, 所以只有知识会使人自像个气球一样自高自大，随时都会爆破掉。
But knowledge with love is building from the bottom up on a strong foundation.
但如果你有知识再加上爱心的话，你就像一个建造一个人，从底往上去建造一个人。
And like I said, when you're a believer with a lot of knowledge, you have a lot of freedom about how you apply that knowledge.
所以当你是在主里成为一个受过主恩惠的一个自由人的话，你知道怎样运用这种自由。
Here's a silly example, but I think it'll help make this point.
我来做一个例子吧，举个例子吧。
So you have the freedom, if you want, to eat cheesecake for every meal.
所以您可以决定每一餐都吃乳酪蛋糕，您有这个自由。
There's nothing really immoral about it.
这不牵涉任何的道德的问题。
So you have freedom in Christ to eat cheesecake for every meal if you want.
所以在基督里，你有这个自由，可以每餐都吃乳酪蛋糕。
But if you do it, you're going to hurt your body.
但是您如果是这样做的话，您的健康就很可虑了。
And not only that, but you may hurt people around you.
不但如此，你甚至还会伤害到你周围的人。
What if a friend of yours has a food addiction problem? If he sees you eating cheesecake every meal, morning, noon, and night, it may encourage him to eat it too and worsen his addiction.
说他看到您每天三餐都吃乳酪蛋糕，很可能他就是变成一种变相的鼓励，说我也可以吃，但是这会对他的上瘾，对食物的上瘾性是严重，更严重。
So those with more knowledge about spiritual realities must limit that out of freedom and love so that those who know less aren't damaged.
所以我们这些在属灵里面已经有高深的知识的人，虽然我们必须要限制我们的自由，以至于让我们不至于以这个伤害那些比较属灵上比较缺乏的人。
Our ministry programs at our churches have to set aside the preferences of those who are more spiritually mature and develop practices that help those with less knowledge to participate in the faith community.
所以教会里面的一些项目必须要有时候太过注重那些所谓的 针对那些属灵生命成熟的基督徒，我们必须要有一些项目来帮助这些属灵比较缺乏的人能够成长，能够发展，能够成熟，必须多一点这样的项目。
Practically, this could look like teaching things with simple vocabulary and not assuming people understand what you're talking about without explaining it.
所以如果举个实际的例子，就有点像你教人家一些字，新的字，但是你不告诉人家这个字的意思是什么。
It could also mean limiting your freedom in Christ to accommodate those who know less, so they have a chance to grow.
这也可以表示说，就是束缚一下你在基督的自由，来照顾那些比较缺乏的人，所以他们也有机会能够成长。
And when they grow, you'll grow too.
当他们成长的时候，你也可以相对的更成长。
So to live out our mission as the family of God, we accept everyone because it takes everyone to be the body of Christ.
所以要成为这个神的家的话，第一个我们必须要接受所有人，因为所有我们想要每个人都成为耶稣基督的肢体。
Second, we accommodate the weak because God accommodates us.
第二个，我们必须要容纳照顾那些比较缺乏、比较软弱的，因为神。是如此，对我们是如此行的。
And third, we advocate for the unheard because we are God's ambassador.
另外一个就对要提倡所未闻的，因为我们是上帝的大使。
Paul writes to the Corinthians, therefore we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us, and we implore you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God.
在哥林多后书是这样说的，因此我们就是基督的使者，神借着我们劝告世人，我们代替基督请求你们跟神和好吧。
What does it mean to be an ambassador for Christ?
所以成为基督的使者是一个什么样的意思呢？
This word is thrown around a lot today.
我们今天用这个字语使者、大使这个词也用得非常的烂。
If you look online, you'll see jobs for brand ambassadors and school ambassadors and even ambassadors for state.
如果您上网去查一查的话，就有许多的工作是这样形容，就是说，比如说用这个牌子的大使，用这个学校的大使，甚至是州代表州的一种大使。
And the word ambassador in this verse in 2 Corinthians 5 means one who is sent to represent.
在这里，以弗所书后书五章所表的使者，代表的意思是说被神所差派的。
So, as ambassadors of Christ, we're sent by God into the world to represent the character of God to those who don't know Him.
所以说，我们就是被神差派到世上去代表神的属性，对那些不认识神的人，让他们明白什么是神的属性。我们是这样的一个大使。
Our job as believers is to show the world what Jesus looks like.
所以身为耶稣的信徒，我们就是我们的使命就是让别人从我们身上透过我们看到神是怎么一个神。
And this means that what people see in us, they will assume is true of Jesus as well, since we represent him.
既然我们是代表耶稣基督，所以人们看透过我们就看到神的属性。
If we are loving, people will assume Jesus is loving.
如果我们是有爱心，人就认为说，哦，你们耶稣基督是有爱心的。
If we are petty and cruel, then people will assume that that is what Jesus is like.
如果我们是很小心眼，或者是很残酷，人们就认为，哎，你们的神就这样子。
If a church is full of white middle-aged people, then people will assume that Jesus is only for white middle-aged people.
所以你这个教会一眼看去都是一些白种的，然后是中产阶级的人，人家就说，哦，你这个耶稣是不是就是专门为这种白种的中产阶级的人而活呢？
And this is why representation is so important, because whatever the world sees in us, they will assume is true of Christ.
所以为什么教会里必须要各种的代表各种的不同的族群，因为当世人看到我们的时候，就表示说，哦，神就是如此。
And if we want to best represent Christ and his kingdom to the world, then we have to look like his kingdom in our local churches as much as we can.
所以我们如果想要对世人彰显出我们是神的代表，我们是神的使者，我们就必须让人家看出神，看到神的王国是一个怎么一回事，在教会里面。
In the United States, this means we take special care to make sure that the non-white, female, the young, and the elderly have representation in our churches.
在美国，这就代表说，我们的教会必须要特别的关注那些非白人的族群，女性、年轻的或者是年老的那些人。See,
these groups are typically underrepresented, and they need advocates to help people understand their situations and give them voice.
这些人一般来说就是没有什么人来代表他们，然后他们需要有人来帮助他们，让别人知道他们的境况，让他们能够发出声音来。In
Revelation chapter 7, John gives us a picture of what heaven will look like.
使徒行传第七章，约翰告诉我们一个天堂是一个怎么样的状况。He
writes, "After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.'"
这是以后我观看有一大群人，没有人能数得过来，是从各邦国、各支派、各民族、各方言来的。他们都站在宝座和羊羔面前，身穿白袍，手里拿着棕树枝。他们大声呼喊说：“愿救恩归给那坐在宝座上我们的神，也归给羊羔。”See,
at Saddleback Church, we call this being an all-nation congregation.
所以在我们马鞍山教会的，我们把这个称为一个。 万国万邦的一个教会。And
Saddleback right now is admittedly very white and male and middle class.
我们也承认我们教会，目前的教会是一种以白人中等阶级为主的教会。But
we're aiming for this vision in Revelation 7 because one of the first questions someone asks when they visit your church is there someone here like me?
那我们也想努力去做遵守这个启示录第七章所说的万国万民的教会，因为很多人当他们第一次来探访我们，常常会问一下这个问题。And
if there's no one like them there when they visit, it's going to be easier for them to assume that Jesus doesn't represent people that look like them.
他们就问说，像我们这样的人，你们这里有吗？ 如果他们没有看到任何跟他们类似的族群，他们就会认为就是很容易就会想到说，耶稣也许耶稣基督并不能够代表他们这个族群。One
of my mentors is a stage host, an on-stage host for our weekend services when we could actually meet in person.
我非常敬仰的一个人，他是在这个周末的敬拜中在。 在场，在这个台上，等于做一个主持人。And
this means that she welcomes people to the service, the congregation to the service. She prays for them. She lets them know how to get involved serving in the church and what events are coming up.
这位女士呢，她一般来说就欢迎大家，然后为他们祷告，然后呢，让他们知道教会有些什么活动，他们可以参与的。
And since she is a Korean-American woman, after the service, she's often be approached by other Korean-American women who tell her, "I didn't know we could do this sort of thing."
因为她是一个所谓韩国裔的美国人，美国女士，所以会后常常有同样的韩国裔的美国女士们会问她说，跟她讲说，哦，我不知道，哦，你们教会还有这些事情，哎，我真的不知道，哎。
And seeing her play a prominent role in the worship service allowed other Korean American women to be encouraged to serve and do the same.
因为她是代表这样一个群种，所以类似她的人就会觉得说，哦，教会也接受像我们这样的族群。
And this is also very important for children too, to develop Christ-likeness in them.
所以我们想要训练儿童变得像耶稣基督, 这种代表性也非常重要。
Kids need to see themselves in places where they aren't usually seen, and leading and serving in visible ways.
所以小朋友也必须要看到在某些场所，一般他们也许不能够见到的场所，看到小朋友也可以领带领，也可以服务的。
So what does this practically look like in the local church?
所以如果这把它摆在一个实际的一个当这个当地的教会是一个怎么情况呢？
Now, this is going to vary from church to church, but here's some general ways to bring more representation.
当然每个教会情况不同，但是如果大统上来说的话，大概是以有以下几点。
In the area of fellowship, you can create small groups or Sunday school groups that include people from different ages and life stages.
比如说在团契方面，你可以设立一些小组，或者是主日学，这些群体包括各种不同年纪、各种不同经历、各种不同人种的人在一起，然后可以，yeah。You
can use people of all ages in the front-facing ministries like ushers and greeters.
或者在一些代表教会的一些侍奉，比如说招待，你可以包括所有不同年龄的人来做招待。
In the area of discipleship, you can support and educate parents because they're the first line to their kids.
至于在这个门徒训练，你可以支持或者教导这些父母们，因为他们是教导未来的这个基督徒的一个最大的最前线。
You can create mentorships where older believers develop young leaders and also show them where a life of faith can lead.
或者你可以设立一种成传教导成传的一个项目，让老的基督徒来带领一些新的基督徒，带领他们到达一个真诚的一个信仰中。In
the area of ministry, we can serve together across age lines.
至于在许多事工里面，我们都可以各种不同的 年龄层的人物都可以在一起侍奉。And
we can rotate leadership opportunities in different ministries.
不同的侍奉中，项目中，我们可以轮转替换不同的年龄层的人来做领导。And
in evangelism, we can bring the generations together to share the gospel.
所以在这个传福音的方面，我们可以让各种不同的年龄层 聚在一起来传福音，地方性的或者是全世界性的传福音工作。We
can offer community services like tutoring or financial education or medical aid to serve the community across generational lines and across ethnic lines.
至于在社区服务的项目中，我们可以来做这个辅导，或者是这个钱财的管理。 或者是医疗方面的帮助，来透过不同的人群来服务社区。In
the area of worship, we can have each generation present on stage and in the congregation.
至于在崇拜的时候，我们可以有不同年龄层的人在台面上，站在台上来服务。And
we can include testimonies and stories in the sermons that come from different ages and life stages.
当我们在崇拜中需要做见证的时候，我们也可以邀请不同年龄层的人到台上来做见证。Now,
actually, I want to encourage you here at CCBC because I do feel like you're very successful in involving every generation in your worship services and your events.
我要大大的鼓励大家，因为在南城县，我看到，你们在于这个包括不同年龄群众中的是做的是非常的成功。
Your worship services are diverse, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, 因为你们当中有许多不同的人，我觉得这是一件好事。Does
it cause tension? I'm sure at times it probably does.
至于有没有压力呢？有没有紧张性呢？我相信是会有的。
But unity is so much more beautiful than uniformity. And the differences between the generations that can cause division can also be leveraged for change.
合一要比统一更为美丽，因为这个不同处也许会制造一些纷扰，但是同时它也能促进我们有所改变。
And I want to challenge you to think of ways as your church can even more fully represent God's kingdom to the surrounding community.
同时，我要鼓励你们贵教会能够，研发出更多的方法，以更不同的方式来通过社区，来代表神的国度。
In John 13, 34 and 35, Jesus tells us, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By all of this, people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another."
约翰福音，13:34-35，我给你们一条新的命令，就是要你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样彼此相爱。如果你们彼此相爱，众人就会认出你们是我的门徒了。
See, we show the world that we follow Jesus by the way we love each other.
我们能够向世人彰显神，透过我们如何的彼此相爱。让世人认识神。
And this means loving in ways that the rest of the world does not. It means loving those different from ourselves.
这代表就是要超越过世人所谓的爱，就是要爱那些与我们不同的人。
See, the world often talks about creating tolerance and acceptance, but this usually just means that groups can exist side by side.
世人所谓的对。不同族群的一种容忍度，往往是接受度，往往是，表示说我们可以，好吧，我们可以，可以并肩在一起存，互存吧。
And the church often goes beyond this and lets these groups start to come together and include sharing and listening and comparing and contrasting values, but there's still something missing.
教会做的是超越这些，他们往往是让这些超越这些文化，让这些人能够在一起，互相有一些互补，有些互相的分享，有些聆听，或者制造一些桥梁，让不同的文化、不同的价值有所比较。但是这些还是不够，但是他们往往缺失的就是没有看到这些。权力的，势力的一些不平均的地方。
To truly model a Christian community, the church has to become what's called an intercultural environment.
要真正成为一个所谓基督徒的一个团体，我们教会必须成为一个所谓的混文化，就是把文化所有文化不同文化族群能够融合在一起的一种环境，而不
This
是。
is an environment of mutuality and equality.
这是一个能够彼此相互相辅相成，一些彼此是一个平等的一种环境。
It's an environment where every ethnicity and age and gender, economic and social status can grow deeper in relationship.
这表示各种不同的群体，各种不同年龄、不同的人生阶段，这男或女各种的。经济社会地位的不同的人等等都能够在一起，能够彼此能够发展成一种更深层的一种关系。
It's a environment where people are personally changed by elevating those who have no voice.
在这种环境中，你个人的成长，你能够因为对别人的一种容忍，你帮他们，他们如果没有声音的话，你帮他们发声。你自己反而能够成为一个有所更大的改变。
The goal in being the family of God is to intentionally involve everyone that we can in the life of the church together.
所以这个目标呢，就是说要有目的性的， 让每一个人都能够融入教会的生活中，然后能够彼此一起的成长，一起的崇拜，一起的成为神的肢体，神的一家。
It's to involve everyone in mutual serving and sharing and worship, to be the body of Christ to each other and to the community that surrounds us.
在教会里，我们能够相辅相成，成为神的肢体。同样的，在社区里，我们也会成为彼此的肢体。
Will you pray with me, please?
你大家跟我一起祷告。
Father, we're grateful that you loved us enough to adopt us as your children to be a part of your family.
主，我们感谢你，你爱我们到一个地步呢，你愿意把我们收容成为你的儿女。
I pray that you can help us come together as a family.
我祷告祈求，希望我们能够在你里面成为一个一家人。
Help us recognize that our differences, our uniqueness were created by you and are a beautiful thing.
让我们看到，因为我们都是被你所创造，每一个人又都有他的独特性，这些独特性都是在你眼中都是唯美的。
But also help us learn that our differences shouldn't get in the way of worshiping you and serving others.
但是这些不同的点不应该成为侍奉你或者侍奉别人一种障碍。
That the core of our being is not what we look like or what language we speak, but that we are your children.
我们最重要的价值并不是说我们长得像什么样或者我们说什么的语言，而是我们是成为你的儿女。
And we pledge to bear your image and be your ambassadors by loving those different than ourselves.
所以我们要成为你的儿女，成为您的大使，我们就必须要爱那些与我们不同的人。
And by welcoming them into your family.
也能够很真诚的把他们欢迎到我们这个属于神的这个大家庭里面。
And Lord, I pray for CCBC that the love that they show to each other will be so great that the community can't help but want to know what's going on in that church.
主，我也特别会南城县华人进行会祷告，让他们能够彼此相爱到一个地步，然后社区的人不由自主的就会问，在这个教会里面发生了一些什么事情。
I pray that their love for each other brings many more people into the family of God.
也因为他们彼此的相爱，能够吸引更多的人来到这个属神的家庭里面。
We ask this in all of your precious name, Jesus. Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。